Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:47, 13 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWOL. Just about the middle of the month, 30 days after September. Yes, right. Just about the middle of the month, 31 days in January. Today is January 15th. It's going to be another chilly day with highs only going up to 57. And that's going to be kind of towards sunset. 60% chance for showers today, 70% tomorrow. And that rain's going to come in later on in the afternoon. They're saying maybe even after tonight. So I don't know why they put that chance for showers there. And it turns cold next week. Let's move on to Bo Jones, if we will, president and CEO of the Water Institute. How you doing, Bo?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I don't know if that's your real name or not, but I'd hire you just for that name alone to be the CEO of the Water Institute.
It is indeed my name.
Let's talk about
Louisiana born and bred.
Let's talk about, I figured that. Let's talk about blue carbon, because I think a lot of people want to know, what is blue carbon?
Yeah, you know, appreciate the question, Tommy. I mean, basically, blue carbon is the ability of wetlands and you know, kind of water and aquatic habitats to pull down carbon out of the atmosphere and store it for time, right? And so, you know, Louisiana wetlands and wetlands around the world are critical ecosystems in, you know, as a part of the carbon cycle around the world. They pull down, you know, something like 30% of the carbon from the atmosphere. So
wait, take me through that again. I'm trying to get this straight.
So blue carbon, right, is a concept that everybody remembers, you know, back at Shaw High School, y'all talked about photosynthesis, right?
Right.
And so photosynthesis is the ability of plants to, you know, turn carbon dioxide into what they need and, you know, let oxygen go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in coastal habitats, the wetlands that are all around Louisiana, the forests that are all around Louisiana, around the world, through that process, they are pulling down carbon out of the atmosphere and storing it in their roots and their woody material and in the ground. Wetland habitats, which make up about 3% of the planet, sequester about 30% of the world's carbon that is pulled down out of the atmosphere.
How does that compare and contrast with carbon capture as it's being presented or being developed?
Yeah, fantastic question, Tommy. You know, so carbon capture, as you generally hear it, or carbon capture utilization and storage, or direct air carbon capture, these are industrial-based solutions, right? Some technology that is either preventing carbon from going into the atmosphere or, once it's out there, pulling it back down. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about with blue carbon, and it's not just we, you know, scientists and policymakers around the world are navigating it, is how are we supporting and incentivizing the natural processes of plants and nature and nature-based solutions to pull down carbon, just like that technology. So forests all around the world are pulling down carbon. People are protecting forests for that reason, planting new forests. And what we're talking about here is in Louisiana and the Gulf Coast, what are the opportunities for protecting and building new marshland for that carbon benefit?
Is there any way to determine what kind of carbon gets captured by nature in total, not just blue carbon, but forest trees, et cetera? And I'm just trying to compare and contrast how nature can do, I'm guessing, Bo, and I might be wrong here, far more than any type of direct carbon capture could ever accomplish. Am I onto anything here or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the question goes right to the core of the issue, right? Is that, you know, the carbon cycle is something that existed, you know, long before we created industrial processes, right? So the plant, the world has its own lungs. It has its it sucks down carbon. It expels carbon. It cycles it through the oceans, right? So it is something that goes on. The system is complete without us. Now, when we've added things in, obviously we've had to augment things. But to give you a sense of scale, Tommy, right? So there's a lot of, you know, many of your listeners, you know, will get on a flight and the flight will say, you hop on a United flight and it says, your flight uses this much carbon dioxide. Do you want to offset that? Well, typically what you're doing is you're paying some fee to, a forest around the world that is either protecting that forest from getting cut down and providing the financial support for that, or providing financial resources to plant new forests. In Louisiana, what the science has shown is that if you take 1 acre of a Louisiana wetland, right, and you compare that to 1 acre of a forest, a terrestrial forest, that the Louisiana wetland is about 80 times, sequesters about 80 times as much carbon, right? Wow. So there's a $2 billion-plus market in internationally around carbon sequestration naturally, and that's generally around forests. And what we're dealing with here in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast is potentially on net an 80-time multiplier there.
So 80-time multiplier when it comes to capturing carbon, it restores the coast, it prevents coastal erosion, and also serves as a, for want of a better phrase, a breakwater when it comes to storm surge in times of hurricanes, et cetera, right? I'm on anything here, Bo?
You're right onto it, right? And that's one of the things, you know, when you go back to what you would traditionally hear as carbon capture or some of the industrial base, there's no unquestionably a carbon benefit, right? We're pulling carbon down or we're storing carbon. And one of the things that's really important that the state and the work that we're doing is we've started under the Jindal administration, have done a lot of this work under John Bel Edwards, and we're continuing to do this work under Governor Jeff Landry. And what the state recognizes is exactly what you just hit on, Tommy, which is that there are multiple benefits for protecting and conserving Louisiana wetlands. I mean, you don't have to go far to know the aesthetic and the recreational value of them, how much we love being in and around the wetlands. But as you talked about the storm surge, the ecosystem services, and one of the things we're trying to do, and look, we're not an advocacy organization, but what we're trying to do is make sure that the full suite of benefits of Louisiana is not only recognized by, you know, your listeners who are you know, in the area, but internationally and nationally as well, to recognize that this is a comprehensive benefit.
Let me take a break. Bo Jones, President and CEO of the Water Institute. This seems like a no-brainer to me, so I want to come back and talk about where it stands now and how do you get more funding for it, because if you get 80 times the payback as you do on a rainforest, it would seem like this would be the way to go. 6:54, 6 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Less than a minute left with Bo Jones, President and CEO of the Water Institute here on WWL. 1 acre of wetlands can capture the carbon of 80 acres of rainforest. How, Bo, do you get this funded, this blue carbon project?
Yeah, you know, right now, the state of Louisiana and the federal government and industry around the state are investing heavily in the science and policy necessary to understand this. But, you know, I mean, I think one of the things that's important is that landowners and individuals around the state of Louisiana recognize that maybe the traditional notions of value for our wetlands, there may be more than we knew, right? And so we have found carbon in the soil in Louisiana wetlands that are between 1,500 and 3,000 years old, right? So these are incredibly valuable habitats for not only the people here, but for around the world. And I think it's important that people recognize that.
Hope you come back. Thank you.